On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Adam Shirley.
Well, being told you have to leave your adopted home can't be easy. I ask you, where would you start? Would you clear out your shed? Would you sort out the kids' must-haves from their don't-really-needs? Maybe getting rid of the items you can or can't take? Closing your bank accounts? These are everyday considerations, but they do bring home the reality if you have to up and move. And it is these sorts of decisions that Sydney Vo is having to consider right now, because the government has told her she needs to go back to Vietnam within weeks. This is after a decade of living here, working here, bringing up her child here. She's urging the government to reconsider her case, having been told she does need to leave. She says the new rules that assess the health of people applying for residency mean she could stay if only these rules were applied to her particular situation. Sydney Vo, good morning to you. It's nice of you to come by. Tell me about the response you've received since you went public with your story a few days ago.
Actually, I went on public last 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. There's positive and negative reaction in the community. I would love to say thank you to someone who supported me, an overwhelming support from local community, also people in Melbourne, especially my doctors and professional people. Thank you so much for that. Also, in the negative side, I could feel the vibe, the sense of people passing judgment about me having hepatitis B. This is one of the things that I was worrying a lot and concerned a lot before putting myself in the public. There's a lot of stigma and discrimination against people who are living with hepatitis B. It's not many people understanding about this.
And it's worth us explaining at this point the facts of that case for you. It is, I think, a simple medication that you take once or twice and then take a blood test, and your health has been good through that process. Just explain that to us.
Yeah, lately, after I gone public, and then I bumped into a specialist who I joined in the medical clinical trial in St. Vincent Hospital, and they contacted me. They looked up into the history of my medical treatment last 7 years, and they said that the antigen is always negative. And that meant at that time I didn't need to take medication, but because I committed to join the trial, so I helped test the latest medication. So, and then that didn't work in my favor, that to see whether or not my natural progression of my immune control, how it demonstrated on that. And because I committed to take medication, so the viral load worked depending on the medication, not about my immune control. So we couldn't see that. But before that, I had the immune control. It worked really well. And then the doctor said the antigen is still negative, and this will be negative for a long, long time. So
after, and that basically means you're able to work, to be healthy, to bring up your child, to do everything that any other Australian might be able to do?
Correct. And then now they said that I don't need to take medication anymore after having like 5-6 years treatment with the medication.
And they being medical specialists.
You this. They are. They're two people. And they writing a letter of support just right now that we hope that we're going to send it next week again to the ministerial intervention unit for them to look at that. And we hope that the case officers could have a look at that and refer it to the minister.
So let's outline this. Effectively, you've been told by the government that you can't stay based on what the medical support you might need, and that is what unachievable in Australia. What is the basic argument here against wanting you to go back to Vietnam?
First, they rejected this. They said that I didn't meet the health requirement based on that me having hepatitis B. They took a hypothetical person, someone who would cost, they calculated the cost for the whole life, and they said that I would be the same, I would cost the same money and would be a burden on the community, whereas they didn't investigate how well I am and how diligent that I see my doctor and I follow all the guidelines and advice from my specialist. So I'm a healthy and living with hepatitis B, but just healthy and very well fit in all the events and everything. Like,
and your employer supports your employment in Canberra, knowing of your condition as well.
Yeah.
So how much of this information have you been able to present to the minister, David Coleman, and the relevant department?
I declared everything. I didn't hide anything. I told them all about my personal circumstances as well, and also my health, that how well I am now. I got a lot of support from my doctors, kept sending a letter of support and describe all the whole history of me being seeing him for that long period, yeah, in 2012 to now. And they asked me to give them an opinion, and I gave them an opinion from the doctor, but they disregard everything. You know, like the system just working like, yeah, formality, just ticking boxes and didn't put effort and time to investigate the individual case. That's why it's really unfair for me to be in this position where I wouldn't cost much as what the government said, and I wouldn't be a burden on the community.
You also say there are rules that have been changed on the health assessment of people in your situation applying for residency, and that those rules would allow you to stay. How would that work?
Before, when my visa up to the Department of Home Affairs, the old rules was they said that the government subsidised only $40,000 for the whole lifetime.
Whereas for healthcare treatment for, yeah, someone who might live with
Hepatitis B, or right, any kind of treatment. And then now it changed. It's decreased the time down to 10 years and increased the fee.
That can be paid, yeah, over that
to,
10 years.
To 49,000. Okay. So which is 4,900 per year that the subsidy that the government could give the person. But I am under that, way under that.
So you would not cost $4,900 per year in terms of healthcare costs?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. And now my doctor said I don't need to take medication anymore. I just follow up with blood tests and then seeing the doctor. It costs only $200 something per year. Mm. Without taking medication.
I mentioned your son. He's an infant when you came here with him. He's grown up in Australian schools.
Correct.
How important would it be to his life to stay here?
It's really important because Billy left Vietnam when he was so young. He didn't even speak Vietnamese that time. He was only 19 months old, and he grew up in Australia, in the Australian way of life. We was in Melbourne for 7 years, and Billy and I moved to Canberra last 3 years, and he joined to the local primary school, and he got attached so much to his friends and school. And in May this year, we went for the parent information night at a high school in Mawson, mm-hmm, Melrose School. And Billy was so excited to be part of that with his buddies, and all the mums and buffs went there. We were so excited for Billy to stay back. And we hope, that time my visa was up to the ministerial intervention unit. But I thought that I was very positive that my case is really compassionate for the government to look at and to grant us a visa. That's why I didn't go public in that time, because I was considering about me having hepatitis B and I would get a lot of discrimination, and I don't want to tell the whole world I'm having hepatitis B. So that's why I was waiting to the last minute. And then it was a rejection again. And then I have nowhere else to go. That's why I've been putting myself in the public like this.
How long do you have at this point if the decision does not change before you have to leave?
30th of this month, I have to leave. Actually, I just go by myself first, because Billy's, before I applied for permanent resident visa, we was having different, separate visa. And then Billy's visa is on student visa, and his father is the guardian for Billy. But then we was on and off. The relationship was broken down, and then we moved to Canberra. We asked him to join us, but he refused. And then I decided to separate officially in November last year, when my visa was up to the tribunal. And then I declare and I make a statement. I said, this is enough. I wanted to take Billy's father's name out of my application.
Sure.
Yeah. And then he got very upset about this, angry, Billy's father, because he got out of the application and January this year, he make a phone call and he negotiate with me. He said, what if you guys have a visa and then I don't have time to spend time with Billy? And then what about you give Billy back to me? I said, why don't you just come to Canberra and to rent a place nearby and then just live with us so we don't have to interrupt Billy's school life? And he refused. He said he doesn't have any connection in Canberra. That's why he wanted to take Billy back. And then he threatened me. He said, if I didn't give Billy back, he would do something very random.
Okay. So at this stage, though, Billy stays until the end of the school
year? End of this year, and his visa finished after the school year's finish. And then he had to go after that. I feel like I'm the only one who could help Billy to stay in Australia. That's why I go to the end like this.
Who can alter this decision to allow you and your son to stay?
The ministers.
And at what point are you hoping to get some sort of response, given that you need to leave at the end of this month?
I really hope that the ministers, Mr. Dutton or Mr. Coleman, that please look at my application, please read all the letters that I sent it to your office and to know more about my situation. I'm doing this for, first of all, for my son, for the sake of him, his well-being and his future. I wouldn't do that if I didn't have Billy. And please help us to grant us a permanent resident visa for us to stay here and to continue our life in Canberra,
Ms.
where
Vo,
we consider it as a home.
Ms. Vo, we do appreciate your time, and we'll see closely as to the outcome of this appeal and this case you've put forward to the relevant ministers. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Adam.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Adam Shirley.